This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The fault, dear Brutus, may be in the default setting. One way to help people save for retirement has to do with what happens by default when you get hired by a company that has a 401k-style retirement plan. Oregon's been experimenting. Here to tell us more is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So how many private sector workers don't have access to a 401k or the other one, 403b?
So only about half of private sector employees work at companies that offer a retirement savings plan. So most of the uncovered, they work at smaller businesses and they typically earn lower wages. So it's true they could open up an IRA on their own, but most don't.
Often people don't. Often people can't. Now, several administrations, both parties, have proposed different initiatives to expand coverage for retirement, but they didn't seem to take, right?
No, you're right. I mean, there have been all these national initiatives, but these ideas never gain momentum. And it's largely because the financial services industry was opposed. And so frustrated with the lack of progress, several states stepped into the policy vacuum. And one is Oregon's Automatic Enrollment Retirement Savings Program. And this is for private sector workers who don't have access to other workplace retirement plans. It's called Oregon Saves.
So eligible people in Oregon, if they do nothing, what happens? What is this plan?
Okay, so I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but it's structured like a Roth IRA. So Roth simply means the account, the retirement account's funded with after-tax dollars. Enrollment is automatic, but employees can opt out. And private sector firms without an existing plan, retirement savings plan, they're required to enroll their employees. And to keep costs down for employers, there's no company match. And the default after-tax contribution rate is 5%.
What happened? Did it increase the number of private sector workers in Oregon who are saving?
Well, that's the question four economists decided to pursue. And their conclusion is that the plan, and I quote, meaningfully increased, unquote, employee savings. Now, they did note that, you know, employees, a number of them opted out of the plan. But they said, look, for low-wage workers, you know, meeting current needs before contributing to an IRA may have been a rational choice.
All right. So what is in Oregon stays in Oregon, or might we see something like this spread?
The basic concept is called the auto IRA concept. It was actually developed originally as a national plan. And the design is kind of a good combination. It was low cost for employers, but the mandate does expand the number of people who are saving for the retirement. And the results suggest just make it a federal program.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.